Up next, we've got Engine Chang, Unmanned Aerial Systems Based Cotton Growth Monitoring System.
Yes, my name is Engine Chang, and I work in Tammy CC as a postdoctor and with the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Center, Corpus Christi. So now today, I talk about the cotton growth monitoring and application based on the crop height information acquired from the UAV data. So actually, Dr. Gina Zheng already said about why UAS unmanned aerial system is important and how useful it is. So I just talk about it shortly. So unmanned aerial system or drone or unmanned aerial vehicle is very can provide a big chance for the high throughput phenotyping or precision farming or crop monitoring and management. So in this study, our objective is to develop the ground cotton growth monitoring and then how we can apply that the height information to another application of a whole agriculture. So this is the flow chart of our study, and at first, last year, 2015, we have acquired the over the 10 times data of rotary drone, and then we processed that data to generate the mosaic image and the height information. We call it the DSM, digital surface model, and after that, I analyzed that data to extract some feature, the characteristics of the cotton to draw the growth curve and growth rate curve. And that, based on this growth curve, I calculated about the pixel application, the growth generator. So how much application latency is needed according to the cotton height. So this is our study area. In this cotton field in the Texas A&M AgriLife Center and Corpus Christi, and there are 27 varieties with different genotype and treatment and soil conditions, and the size of this area is about 120 by the 100 meters. And then there are 4 loads for each variety, so actually there are 108 loads in this field. And this field is consists of two parts, the early planting and the late planting. And we installed 8 ground points like this figure, left figure for georeferencing from the UAV data. So this is about the data acquisition. So our platform is the Panel 2 Vision Plus. After data pre-processing, we can generate the mosaic image and the digital surface model. And we have 11 data, and then we pulled at 50 meter altitude, and this is the day day after planting with each area. The first number is about for the early planting area, and the second number is the late planting day area. So actually, after pre-processing, we could create the crop height model. Actually, the height information we call the DSM digital surface model acquired from the UAV data is including the ground elevation. So we generated the ground elevation the manual from the manual point and then we subtracted the ground elevation model from the digital surface model. So finally, we created the canopy height model. So as you can see, the the scale is 0.1 to 1.2 meter. This is indicated the cotton height in the whole area. Okay. This is the cutoff height more than in the, our old data acquired 11 days. So from the early June and then to August. And actually to acquire the individual cotton height, we created the crop grid, individual crop grid. So we drew the center line in the each lobes, and we created the 1 by 1 meter rectangle square in following the center line of the cotton lobe. So we are constant this each grid, I mean the yellow box was considered as the individual crop. So the maximum height value in each box is considered as the crop height. So this is a result of the crop height model at the crop grid level. So actually we generated the crop height model. So each having the very small pixel, less than the 2 or 3 centimeter resolution. But so this is based on the grid level. And next we can generate the low level crop height model, and then each low, the height of the cotton height of each low calculated from the averaging the all grid in all grid in each low included in each low, and this is in case of the Barrett level. Actually, one Barrett including the four lows. Four lows having about the 500 degrees. And so actually we generated 11 cotton height data. So each grid have 11 the point data. So each is the day and then cotton height. So we can draw we scatter the point the cotton height and we add cotton height versus the day of the planting, and we can fit the sigmoid curve like the figures, and then we can also calculate the first differentiated the curve. This means the growth rate curve. So in our study area there are about 13,000 grids, and then each grid has 11 height data. So I drew this graph of the whole according to the whole grid, so we have the 13,000 growth height curve and then 13,000 growth rate curve, and then we extracted the some features from the growth rate curve. So actually, the Dr. Landiba already said about these features that the max growth rate and the day happening, and then the full width at the maximum half, it's called the duration or something like that. So and plus the maximum height, it means the maximum cotton height. So we extracted the full features from these growth curve and the growth rate curve. And this is in case of the growth level. Actually, each line has own cotton height data, and we also can draw this sigmoid curve and growth curve and then growth rate curve. And this is in case of the variety level, And then based on this height information, we could calculate the about the pixel application, the growth regulator. So actually the pixel model already developed the pixel model needs these parameter, the input data. So actually upper part about these six parameter is the actually this is the constant value after the crop planting. So and if the user maybe farmer or researcher want to the target height and they set the target height 7 centimeter or 100 centimeter. Actually the different country and different local place the target height is different. So the farmer or user can change this value and then I input our height data into this model and we can I could make generate the pixel application latest map. So I show next slide and this is the variable application latest map. The unit is milliliter per hectare. So each grid this figure is generated from the June 3rd data and actually I set the target height is 7 centimeter or 100 centimeter. So I use the UAV data into the previous model and I calculated the application pixel application rate. So it means the greener color means we need more pixel application rate to reduce the growth rate. And then if we want a target height 100 centimeter or 120 centimeter, we need the less the application rate to manage the crop height management. So this is my conclusion. Actually, we could generate the high quality data from the UAV about the Mujai image and crop height model, and then we determine the cotton growth curve and growth rate curve, and we extracted some features indicating the characteristics of the cotton with the different variety and the soil condition and kind of stuff. And lastly, we applied our UAV data to the previous model, and we can generate the variable application rate map from the UAV data. Yeah. And actually, the last year, 2015, this is the first year to acquire the UAV data and analysis and apply some algorithm the algorithm with the UAV data. So next year, we have a plan to develop improve and evaluate our algorithm and then our leisure and something like that. And I special thanks to all these people and their contribution. And then, yeah, this is my presentation.